The Book of Esther, Chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again to Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? And it will be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of the kingdom it will be performed." Then Esther the queen answered and said, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my soul be given to me at my petition and my people at my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for male slaves and female slaves, I would have held my peace, although the adversary could not have compensated for the king's damage." Then King Ahasuerus spoke and said to Esther the queen, "Who is he, and where is he whose heart has filled him to do so?" And Esther said, "An adversary and an enemy, even this wicked Haman." Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his soul to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman had fallen on the couch on which Esther was. Then said the king, "Will he even force the queen before me in the house?" As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Then Harbona said, one of the chamberlains that was before the king, "Look also at the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman has made for Mordecai, who spoke good for the king, stands in the house of Haman." And the king said, "Hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath was pacified.